All right, joined by Antron Brown, our Top Fuel winner. Very interesting weekend for Antron. His 48th career win in Top Fuel, his 64th career win overall, counting his wins in the Pro Stock Motorcycle Division. His third win here in Denver. In 2009, he swept the Western Swing, which of course began right here in Denver. You have tied Scott Coletta and Tony Schumacher with those wins here as far as the leading Top Fuel winners at Bandicoot Speedway. Third win of 2017. You recorded wins in Las Vegas and Topeka, Kansas. And with this win, moves you within 5 wins of Joe Amato for third in the all-time list of Top Fuel victories. Lap stat, Brian Corradi, one of the co-crew chiefs on the car, because of this win, recorded his 50th career win as a tuner.
Wow.
So let's start there.
I'll tell you what, that's something special for Brian, and he has so much history in his sport, starting over there on Scusa as a clutch guy and moving away, and then he didn't stay a clutch guy for long. He actually started tuning the race car early because he just got that sharpness, the common sense approach, and he breaks everything down to science. And then when you team up with Mark Oswald and then Brad Mason and the rest of our guys on our team, we totally have an all-star cast. And when you get people together like that, man, I mean, this mountain beat us up this weekend. And for him to get his 50th win, this is a huge milestone for him. And I tell you what, man, he well deserves it. And he should have a lot more wins than that for sure. But when you come in this mountain, it beats you up so bad. And it beat us up on Friday. Saturday, we got back on key. And then we just start picking away at it. And then today, race day, my two crew chiefs and this team, they know how to race, brother. And I mean, that round against Doug had me off the tree, and he gave me a car that just ran around him. And that's what they do. And we go tick for tack each other. And then it slapped me a little bit, got me back on my game for the semis and the final. And I tell you what, man, the car was just flawless. And up here on the mountain, it's just been so hard where we had things where a block got tore up, like a crank was cracked. They had to take it out. Then a blower belt came out, took out all the electronics on the car, the whole ignition system, throttle cable. Then we come up, I fill the car up, and the fuel tank has a leak up a pinhole up in the front by a weld. So then we're up there doing epoxy on it, and then we had to put a little Band-Aid on it, and we made it down through the semifinals, came back. I had to drain the tank, put the car back up, and we took all the epoxy off because it was still leaking a little bit, and put some new epoxy on it, let it dry real fast, put it up there. We were patching up every round. Something was going wrong every town. Changed 2 different blocks. Didn't really tear them up, but was just little things that we had. We had one runner block that we had to run, and the guys just did incredible all day. Had the canopy off, the whole body off, fixing this, doing that. I mean, you're already at the high elevation. But I tell you what, this race put us through a marathon, this one race. But the thing about it is when that win light comes on that scoreboard in that final and all the tough competition we went through, from Scott Palmer, who could have beat half the competition first round, to makes you stay on your toes, and then we raced Coletta, got past them. And then you race Brittany Force, whose car's running on mean lately. And then we lined up with Leah, who was number one by a mile in the final. And our game has kept on stepping up. And that's just a testament to our team. And that's that motto that we learned this morning in chapel service. And it was so true what that chaplain said, and it dawned on me. And he goes, you know what? You know, quitters never win, and winners never quit. And when he said that to me, to everybody that was at that service, this church service this morning, I thought about it. And I said, you know what? That's why we're at where we're at, because we never quit. And today is just a testament of that, and to get out there and do what we did.
Were you as surprised as everybody else performance numbers this weekend? I mean, cars were doing things here this weekend that no one had ever even really expected.
No. I mean, I wasn't shocked. I mean, we were running those ETs last year here, and what's happening is that we got better blowers. The cars are making a lot more power. Where, you know, I mean, we've been running mid-60s now. So when you come out here, that 73 was really impressive by Todd Okahara and Smokin' Joe and Lee and that whole Papa John's team, where they really threw a run out there and they learned something new on that run. So next year when you come out here, I think that bar's going to be even raised even more, because you got to get after it and you just got to find how to make power. And those guys obviously know how to make plenty of power, and is going to elevate the rest of our DSR Top Fuel Dragsters when we come here next year, because we're able to share all that information.
Speaking of Leah, who's your DSR teammate, was there any sort of conversation had before or after the final?
What are you talking about had? What do you mean?
What was that?
What do you mean? What you mean had? Like what kind of conversation you talking about?
No, just like, good luck.
Oh, absolutely. Like, no.
And then after, like a congrats anything.
Well, we always do that. We have great sportsmanship. You give a little dap. Leah came over. And you got to remember, my teammate Leah, she's rock hard. She came over there. She was really amped up, pumped up. And I don't get pumped up and amped up. I try to stay like that marksman, stay calm and cool. And you can't let stuff like that get to you, but that's what works for her. And we work different. I said, oh, she's ready. And I was like, I better get ready. So I did my calisthenics where I put my leg up, stretched a little bit, put this leg up, stretched a little bit, did my little squat real quick, got in my car, and I got into that game zone and put my head down, and we went out there and we went after it. You know what I mean? Oh, we have definitely stuff. I thought you said, like, it was any talking before, like, say, hey, what you doing on your car? It was no tune-up straight at all. We looked at each other, and the jokers were like this. They were tight. They put that tuning book like this. Whoop! You didn't see that? You know what I mean? So I mean, we race hard. And that's the hardest part when you race your teammates. You have nothing to lose, and you better come with your A-plus game. And the same thing with racing all the other cars out here now is, like, anybody can win on any given Sunday. Don't make a difference where you qualify. It was whoever has it together on Sunday. And it's been proven race in and race out this year.
And DSR has been really dominant in the funny car class, but with having two DSR riders in the final for Top Fuel, just how cool is it for you to see Shoemaker Racing kind of making a name for itself and doing big things?
Well, shoot, big things. I mean, Don's been out here for years, and our teams have always been at the top of the pack. It ain't nothing new. The thing about it is he's got great quality, like A-plus all-star crew chiefs down to crew members, and everybody wants to work together to beat each other. And when you motivate each other to beat each other, you raise it to a different bar. I remember one year when Spencer Massey, Tony, and myself raced, and we all finished 1, 2, and 3 in the points. And that was because we elevated each other to a new level. And now all the other teams have elevated themselves to the same level, and we're all, it's anybody's race. Like, you see Torrance running well this year. Coletta's always have run well. Brittany's running good. Scott Palmer's coming out here running. Clay Milliken is running phenomenal. You've got cars out here that could win and set world records and run ETs that's faster than anybody out here every weekend. And we're seeing it. We're seeing it. And we got to step up and try to go to another level. And the countdown's coming, so we definitely got to be on our P's and Q's.
Talk about the NHRA fans, man. That was a hell of a scene down there when you were getting the trophy.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? Let me tell you something about Bandimere Racetrack here at the Mopar Mile High Nationals. This family has been one of the backbones of this sport for many, many years. When you come up here to Denver, whether it's hot, you're at nighttime, even on Friday at other tracks we go to where the fan count's a little bit lower because people want to work, here everybody comes in Denver and they just take off. And that stand was jam-packed. You didn't have no standing room only on Friday, Saturday, today, and they were jam-packed from the stands all the way to the back, to the stands. So when we come out here, it's just this culture and what the Bandimere family has done, not just for this racetrack, but for our sport. And that's why we love coming out here, putting a great show. Even though this race is the most difficult race on the tour, when you got all that love and support from the fans that show up on the mountain, that's what makes us come out here and do what we do.